Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to Bletchley Park. You are the first corporate organisation to be able to use this facility, so we're very pleased you've chosen here to for this particular launch. The brief I was given was to talk about turning businesses around university, and I'm going to use two examples, one of wartime Bletchley Park and one of the journey of the Bletchley Park Trust over the last 22 years. Wartime Bletchley Park went from a cottage industry based largely in the mansion you see here with a couple of hundred people to an organisation of 9,000 on this site alone at the end of the war. So from a cottage industry to an industrial code-breaking intelligence production factory. And the key lesson from the Second World War to learn is it was all about these people, the people who worked here. The organisation ran the place, the Government Code and Cycle School, thought about its people. It thought about how to recruit them. Even before the war started, it was going out to universities and talent spotting. You'll have heard of people like Alan Turing, perhaps less well-known names like Gordon Welshman and Stuart Milner Barry, people who worked here. They were targeted in 1938-39 to come and work here. So when the war started, this place hit the ground running. And then during the war, it continued to talent spot and bring people in. And it grew rapidly, organically at first, and more organised later on. As I said, it grew to about 9,000 people. 75% of those were women. But they were all brought in here to do the important job. So I think the first lesson to learn from Bletchley Park is think about the people. And then when they're here, look after them. The reason the park is as it is today, when you go out there, you'll see the centre of the park with a lake, lots of greenery in there, was by design, not by accident. All these wartime buildings were built away from the centre of the park at the behest of the chap in charge, who said he wanted people to have somewhere they can rest, recuperate and recover from the difficult work they were doing. So again, think about the people and think about looking after them. Post-war, this place went into government ownership. It was used for all sorts of things. And again, many people who may have been around for a while will recognise some of these pictures, this one here, that one there, of very tatty buildings that by the late 80s had not really been used properly, lack of investment, and quite frankly, everybody's moving elsewhere to do other things. In 1992, the Bletchley Park Trust was formed with the express aim of taking this place and turning it into a heritage attraction. Somewhere that would preserve the memory and the stories of the people who worked here during the Second World War. Now, its path was quite rocky. It took a number of years to get out of what one of my trustees calls survival mode. And 10 years ago, it was a bit of a mixed economy. We did weddings, funerals, bar mitzvahs. We had some of the property leased out for business occupation, as it still is today, and some of the business based on bringing business into the site. But it said it was a mixed economy based on those three, a bit higgledy-piggledy, didn't really know what it was doing. Fortunately, about 10 years ago, there came an increasing interest in the storytelling around this place. Lots of PR interest, lots of television programmes, and what the trustees and the management did over the last 10 years was to focus on that and focus on our core business and build it up and use these opportunities with social media and other things like that to exploit those and get people interested in coming to this place to learning about its history. That meant that by 2011, the business here was sound, it was secure, it was making a surplus. We're a charity, we don't make profit, we make a surplus. We're allowed to plough back into the business. But it meant that we could then go to the National Heritage Lottery and ask them for funds, which they agreed to. And we've got a grant of £5 million from the lottery, matched by £3 million, which the trust raised themselves, and allowed us in 2012 to start the process of doing what you're standing in here. A lottery project that has converted a number of buildings and turned the site into now a high-quality heritage attraction. Three elements to the project. One, the visitor centre you're standing in. The building I showed you earlier, looking very tatty, was this building only 2 years ago. It's now a proper visitor centre with an overview exhibition, cafe, shop, etc, etc. Three of the wartime code-breaking huts, again I showed you very tatty examples at the start, have now been restored, they're interpreted and got audio-visual inside them, and as you see here, the landscape has been transformed. What it means is that in terms of our business, we now have an income of just shy of £3 million, 85% of which comes from our core business, which is getting visitors here. 150,000 visitors visited this place last year, and we're about 15% up on that already this year. And we haven't launched this project formally yet. We do that in the middle of next month, and we fully expect those visitor numbers to continue to increase. So that's what I ask you to take away from here. Focus on the core business, get that right, and everything else just comes with it. That's all I'm going to say. I encourage you to look around the rest of this building and out into the wider park. Joel Greenberg at the back there will be taking a guided tour later on. If you want to join that, feel free to take the opportunity while you're here and to see what we've done. We're very proud of what we've done here, and I'd like you to enjoy it. Thanks very much.